Welcome to Arise, All is Well, the official podcast of Arise Church, where faith is stirred, lives are changed, and hope is restored. This week, you'll hear a powerful word from Pastor Renee, executive pastor of Arise Church, recorded live from our Sunday service in Indianapolis. Whether you're on your way to work, winding down at night, or simply in need of truth, you're in the right place. New episodes drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and more. Let's dive into today's word.
The wilderness experience. We're coming from the book of Deuteronomy 1, verses 1 through 8. Amen?
Yes.
But before we go into what Deuteronomy is about, I wanted to just give you just a little bit of background about what they had to go through. So in it, or not before, but in the book of Exodus, it talks about how they at one point were enslaved for over 400 years. And then after that, the funny thing about them being enslaved is that they didn't do anything to deserve it. It just happens. And it's a good testimony because sometimes things just happen. And you think, oh, well, they're the children of Israel. It shouldn't happen to them. It's going to happen to everyone. The good thing about it, though, is that God forewarned Abraham and said, hey, your seed is going to be enslaved for over 400 years. But he also said, I'm going to make your seed a great nation and that I'm going to get you to the promised land. So sometimes God will forewarn us and he'll tell us some good news, but sometimes he'll forewarn us and he tells us bad news. And sometimes we don't know it at all. We just find ourselves there. Amen. It's okay. As long as we're staying with God. So how did that enslavement come about? It came about because the children of Israel at one point had grown into a really big family and they were camped in Canaan. And while they were camped in Canaan, they experienced a famine. And so they decided to go to Egypt because that was where the resources were. So they go to Egypt and they stay there and they're treated like guests when they, you know, first go there. And they're there for a while and then all of a sudden, the Pharaoh decides, look, they're getting too big, they're growing too bad. I just need to go ahead and calm this down. Let's make them slaves now. Have that ever happened to you? You go into a situation that everything is lovely, everything is rosy, everything is good. You think it's the best thing that you've ever had since sliced bread. That's an old saying. I don't know what you would say now. It's a bag of chips or what? But anyway, everything is good. And then all of a sudden, it gets nasty, it gets raunchy, it gets bad. You don't know why is it that way. And what did I do? What happened? I thought I was favored.
Yes.
Doesn't still mean you're not. It does not mean that. It means you're going to a wilderness, though.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about before we get into Deuteronomy is those plagues that they had to endure. I mean, they had been enslaved for 400 years, and at this point, God is like sending a word to Moses, who runs away, and that's another story, but when he comes back, he's coming back to say, let my people go. And if you don't, certain things are going to happen to you, God ordained. So the 10 plagues are that he turns the Nile River to blood, that he smites the border with frogs, and lice or man and beast are all lice is on man and beast, and that there's a swarm of flies and rain. That's the fifth plague, which is an infectious disease on cattle happen, and then boils on grain, festering around your body. Rain came mixed with hail and fire. Locusts, another day, 3 days of darkness. Death of the firstborn son, that was the last one. I can't go into all of them, but just think about that. Everyone took at least one day for those things to happen, and some of them took 3 days. Some of them took longer than that. So each day something is happening. The water is turning to blood. You know, you're getting smacked with frogs. All the frogs was everywhere. They were in their pantry, so to speak, in the kitchen, on them, everywhere. Flies, the swarm of flies was just covering the floor. It was so bad. Locusts ate up everything. Mm-hmm. ate up everything that the rain and, you know, and the fire and hailstorm didn't kill. Then the locusts come by and eats up everything else. And at this point, the Egyptians like, let them go. We'll help them. Let's give them some stuff. Pack your bag and get out of here. Yeah. Because you just bad news. Everything that happens, I mean, it's just worse. Yeah. We don't, you just bad. You're giving off bad vibes. Go. All right. And all of these things happen before they enter into the wilderness.
That's right.
So if we talk about the book of Deuteronomy, it's a series of speeches that Moses has gave. And this first one, he's addressing, you know, the children of Israel.
Yeah.
And we're going to read what he's saying to them about the first address that he makes. And it's in Deuteronomy 1, verses 1 through 8. These be the words which Moses spake unto all of Israel on this side of Jordan, in the wilderness, in the plain, over against the Red Sea, between Paran and Tophel and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahab. It took them approximately, the children of Israel, to go to Egypt. It took them about 3 months from Egypt to Mount Sinai. And Mount Sinai and Horeb is the same thing. So it took them about 3 months traveling to leave there. And that was a big deal. He split part of the Red Sea and did all that too. Another wilderness. Another thing to accomplish. Mm-hmm. But it took them about 3 months to get there, is what they say. The second verse says, there are 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. Mm-hmm. So that's, he's just saying that it took them 11 days from where they were at to get to Kadesh Barnea. Here's verse 3. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, and on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him in the commandment unto them. Wait a minute. Mm. 3 months to go from one spot to another. Another, it takes 11 days, but it took you 40 years. This is what he's saying.
That's
look,
that's
it took you 40 years to do an 11 days journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. That took you so long.
You're stuck in Kadesh Barnea.
Mm-hmm.
You're either circling around or you're stuck.
Come on.
Have you ever been in that situation? We can look at them and say, dang, that's a long time. Well, have you ever done something and couldn't get out of it and was stuck there?
Yeah.
Or have you ever thought you was out of it and found yourself right back there again? Have you ever, ever been in a place where you're stuck and sometimes you think you're delivered and you're not?
Right.
Sometimes you think you can get out, but you can't. You're stuck, or you're circling around. I'm back here again. Has that ever happened to you? That's what happened to them. And it took them 40 years for that 11-day journey, for them to get unstuck.
Right.
That's what he's telling
them.
Have you ever dealt with anything? Are you still dealing with something? There are times and situations where we all feel that if we're not feeling it.
Yes.
Welcome to the wilderness experience.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving you an example by the children of Israel, but put it in your own lives.
Yeah.
Things are happening, life is life. But why is it that way? Well, sometimes you're in a wilderness experience and you're not coming out. And why don't you come out? It's 100 million reasons why people don't come out. Why we don't see what we need to see, when we need to see it, how we need to see it. And sometimes it takes us 40 years.
Yeah.
It took me 20 years to like broccoli. I didn't even like it at first. Okay? So you can be stuck in something for 40 years, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, here, not move anywhere from it. Yeah. And it, I don't want you to beat yourself up because you're there, because you get mad. If you like me, I'm like, let me get out, let me see what I'm doing. This one, that I'm doing, because I'm coming out of this thing. I can't stay in this. And this is what the children of Israel did. They were literally stuck in Kadesh Barnea, where they say 38 years. Yeah. They say, some of them say that they were circling around. Some of them say they were wandering. And some of them say they were stuck. To me, I say it's all of it. 4 says, after he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt in Ashtaroth, in Edrei. What he's saying is, look, you killed that king. They were on their way. A king came out and said, you're not going hither or no further. That's Sihon or Sihon, however you say his name. And you're not going any further. They killed them and everything that was moving, the children of Israel did, and then kept on going. Then another king comes out and tries to do the same thing. And God said, just like you did the first one, you're going to do this last.
Right.
I mean, just like you did the last one, you're going to do this next one. You're going to go ahead and get rid of them too. The whole time they were in the wilderness, before they even got to the place that they were ready to move, God led them with the pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
Yes.
He kept them. Their shoes did not get worn out. Their clothes were just like they were when they went in. God can keep you in your wilderness experience. I know you don't want to be in there. Who does? But if you stay in there with God and not try to get out and do your own thing, I can handle this. No, God, what way do you want me to do it? And sometimes you don't know. You just keep going to him until he gives you the direction.
That's right, yeah.
And until you're in a place that you can hear it. He will keep you. His word says, I will keep you in perfect peace. If your mind is stayed on me.
You've been listening to Arise, All Is Well with Pastor Renee, Executive Pastor of Arise Church. If today's message spoke to you, share it with someone who needs it. And make sure to follow or subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music so you never miss a word. To support Arise Church, request prayer, or learn more, visit us online at arisechurch.org. And if you're near Indianapolis, join us in person. Every Sunday at 10:30 a.m., inside the Clarion Hotel. Until next time, keep the faith, stay in the Word, and remember, all is well.